You are now entering the realm of white hot business. This is where we get real about why what happens in the bedroom and your body is a reflection of your business confidence and visibility. I'm your host, sexologist and business mentor Lauren White, and I'll guide you to become the sovereign, magnetic and sensual woman that's available for more success and satisfaction. Access all areas. It's time to transform your business from lukewarm to white hot. This episode is brought to you by the White Hot Speaker Incubator, the fast-track energetic and strategic method for women in business who want to master speaking with power and pleasure and turn on the authority of their brand. This is not your bog-standard podcast episode. This is for you if you want to awaken your fullest expression in business, even when you feel like shutting down. Especially when you feel like shutting down your throat. Your throat governs your communication, authenticity, and expression. When it's in full alignment and in full throttle, it feels easeful to say what's on your heart or to speak from your power and desire with clarity and in full ownership. When it's not in alignment or repressed, you say things like, I'm not a good speaker, I'm shy, speaking isn't my thing, no one listens to me anyway, but I hate public speaking, I hate the sound of my voice. After this activation, none of that will ring true. And if it still rings true, then I guarantee the charge will have dissipated and the volume reduced. Even if it's just 1%, we're going to celebrate that because you've been nudged further along than you would have if you did nothing at all. In today's audio activation, we're going to first release from your throat and then call in for your throat. We always do the releasing part first so that we can create space in your body, in your energy, in your operating system to elevate into who you want to be, who you know you can be if you could move through, move on from what it is that you feel is keeping you stuck, what it is that's creating an energetic bottleneck or a quote-unquote block in your body, what feels stuck, heavy, contracted. So buckle in, maybe don't. Go wild. We're going to freely express in this episode, or you will freely express at the end of it. I'm going to bring you into my magical Willy Wonka world where I let my throat and my spirit go free with what it is that I know that you need to hear in order to significantly move the needle personally and professionally. We're going to start with tapping into your throat right now. Bring your awareness into your throat, which consists of your upper shoulders, your neck, your jaw, your mouth, the back of your neck. Never neglect the back, always include it. That whole area is your throat. What does it feel like in your throat right now? Is there tension anywhere? Is it nimble? Is it flexible? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel stuck? Everything that is true is welcome. We're not going to demonize the throat. We're not going to cast judgment on it. It is already carrying a significant amount of judgment anyway. Judgment resides at the back of the throat. It's the shadow side. It's what it gets burdened by and why you struggle to say what you want, ask for what you want, to express your desires and your needs for your body, in your business, in your bedroom. Staying tuned in to your throat, your beautiful throat that got bogged down and burdened with heavy paternalistic messaging that told it that it couldn't be free, that it couldn't say what it wanted, that it had to hold back, restrain. Be quiet. Stay with it. Stay with your throat. We are going into release. We are releasing the parts of you that want to contract and stay small and hidden and not be seen and not be heard. We are releasing the judgment that has wrapped its tentacles around your throat and caused you to stifle your expression, suppress your expression, turn the volume down on your expression. We are releasing the what will they think of me and what will they think of my business and what will they think of my talk and what will they think of my message. We are releasing any potential judgment that could be projected onto you that is never about you and is always about the person casting the judgment, casting the projection, casting the lie. We are releasing the voice that aches to be expressed, that yearns to say exactly what it wants. But you aren't tapping into it because conditioning said it wasn't safe for you. You're safe now. You're safe in yourself. You are safe in your expression. We are releasing the struggle to self-promote and speak to your zone of genius in a way that does it justice so that you can have new opportunities. We are releasing you tolerating a flat-lined business, a business that's not really going anywhere and just chugging along because you are holding back from speaking your truth, being in full ownership of your unique voice, asking for what you want, seeking out opportunities, and allowing yourself to be heard. We are releasing the part of you that says that you're uncomfortable with being seen on camera, that's uncomfortable with being on a stage, the part of you that's leaning so heavily on writing, reposting other people's content, the part of you that's leaning on still images, none of which are moving the growth and reach needle for you or your business. We are releasing the part of you that says, I have so much to say, but it's like the words hit a bottleneck in my throat. The parts of you that can't release all of that power, all of that wisdom, and so you suppress instead. We are releasing the part of you that got conditioned in academia to write in a constricted way, without personal opinion, the part of you that had to write to appease some blank person marking your work. You are free now. You are free to express in a more creative way. We are releasing the part of you that says, I don't want to be approached for speaking opportunities. I don't want that. No. but then you sit there and admire other people on the stage, other women who are freely able to speak to the message that's on their hearts that comes from their sacral center. We are releasing the part of you that pretends or doesn't know how to do outreach to claim more opportunities in your business, which is what is required for you to grow. The part of you that's playing a little bit ignorant. The part of you that's sweeping things under the rug. The part of you that's wishing and hoping that things just get better without any intervention on your part. The passive part of your throat, that I will just want to be approached. I don't want to have to put myself out there. We are releasing that. Shaking your whole body, shaking your whole body with an open mouth. Releasing, letting go. All of those defense mechanisms are no longer required. You are moving from being in your little girl in your throat in business to stepping into being the red-blooded woman who knows what she wants and asks for what she wants. We are calling in now. You have space. You have more space to receive. You have more space to speak. You have more space for clarity and direction and decisions now than you did 10 minutes ago. We are calling in the physically and energetically aligned vision that you secretly hold of yourself as a speaker. Call it in right now. I know that you've seen it. I know that you've felt it. You on the stage, in your power, speaking your truth, speaking to the mission in the way that only you can. We are seeing her right now, and we are bringing her from this faraway notion into the present. How can you make that particular speaking opportunity happen ASAP? We are calling in the you that looks only to herself for the permission to say exactly what she desires. The you that isn't always scrolling for inspiration and a little bit more motivation. The you that has fire in your solar plexus, where the flames flicker brightly right up into your throat, so that you feel on fire for what you have to say and how you say it. We are calling in the you that uses all of your throat capacity and capability and range to be an engaging speaker that you'd want to listen to. We are calling in the you that knows that you were born to speak, you were born to be heard, the you that starts treating your throat as the muscle that it is, a muscle that requires care, consideration, and conditioning to be optimized. You now treat your throat like you would the rest of your body, where if you want to see improvement, you know that there's power in incremental upgrades. You know that there's power in stretching. You know that there's power in flexing. You know that there's power in conditioning. So you now start working out your throat like it is the most important muscle that you have. And you keep doing it, even when you don't want to, even when you don't want to show up, because you know that there's satisfaction, mini bursts of satisfaction, and great big bold bursting experiences of satisfaction that happen when you walk off the stage and you know that you delivered exactly what you wanted to, exactly how you wanted to deliver it. We are calling in the you that knows how to give yourself a potent pep talk to the part that's scared, so that your red-blooded woman can step in and take the mic and take the stage. We are calling in the you that has a new script for who she is as a speaker, as someone who is fully expressed. We are calling in the you that creates opportunities to promote your business that wouldn't otherwise exist without your initiating power. The you that knows deep down that more opportunities to speak about your business equals more impact and more profit so that you can circulate more. We are calling in the you that doesn't sweat or stress every time you go to prepare a talk, every time you go to hit record, because you trust the words and the style of expression that wants to pour from your throat. We are calling in the you that finishes every public speaking opportunity on a note of satisfaction, that you delivered exactly what you wanted in the way that you intended to, and you received the feedback that your heart would love to receive. And you hold that feedback and you hold that those words like the gems that they are. And you come back to those words, you come back to those gems when you're wondering, when you're questioning, why the fuck are you doing any of this? You're doing it because you touch people in tangible and intangible ways. And you trust that. We are calling in the you that leverages every speaking opportunity as a powerful loudspeaker for your brand that brings new people and deeper opportunities into your business. More and more and more and more and more. You can hold it. You can hold it when you're not so bogged down and burdened by all the bullshit. You have the power. You have the capability. You have all the resources inside your body. And all of those resources are optimized and do exactly what they're here to do when you stop subscribing to the lies of the past and you start deciding who it is that you're here to be and what it is that you're here to say and how it is you're here to say it. It is on you, and you are more than up for this, and you are playing the long game and the short game and the medium game simultaneously, because you are dynamic, you are intelligent, you are red-blooded. Making a sound, releasing from your throat. And one more. Allowing your body to be in stillness, noticing if you feel any charge. I want to ask if you can imagine what it would be like if you could speak with power and passion for your business, gaining momentum and authority without having your voice shake and your stomach churn, without pressing record and delete 1,000 times in a row, leaving you with zero evidence of what you've done, and a well-worn anticlimax. There is a more impactful and turned-on way available to you. A way to have speaking as a pillar of your business that feels authentic, doable, and completely you. Not a cardboard copy of someone else. And best of all, it's already available and awaiting you in your body. Even though it might feel like a stretch right now, I'm going to show you how to make powerful speaking and expression the new normal in your business. Over 6 weeks, whether you select the group or private luxe option, you'll establish your unique speaker energy and expression, your speaker physiology and physicality, your unique word skills and delivery skills, the ones that you know exist but haven't harnessed yet. And we're going to implement all of that so that you can start to do reach out and pitch yourself for speaking opportunities. This is how you start to get more and more opportunities and more opportunities to grow your business is by you going first, you getting things moving and motion and starting to be known as the proficient and powerful speaker that you are, but you haven't let yourself be yet. Best of all, the 6 weeks culminates in a one-of-a-kind delivery of your 3-minute passion piece. Think of this as like a mini TED talk that you can repurpose anywhere. What would you say? And what feedback would enhance that even more? All of that and more is possible in the White Hot Speaker Incubator in just 6 weeks. Join now via the incubator link in the show notes.